Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today, Intelligence Briefing. Current events in this world today help us to see how close God's prophetic plan for the future may well be. That's why today I bring Ken Timmerman to my broadcast table here on PTIB to give us details on the current events in our world. Ken and I will discuss Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House. We'll also talk about China's interest in Syria, who is in economic chaos. And finally, we'll discuss Russia now protecting Syria from Israeli airstrikes, which fits into the prophetic scenario in the Bible for the end times. Ken will come to the broadcast table in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today, Intelligence Briefing. You know, one of the major trends in Bible prophecy is an alignment of nations that will come against the Jewish state of Israel. In light of my conversation with Ken Timmerman today, and in particular the focus on Russia now protecting Syria from any Israeli airstrikes, you need to understand this trend of the alignment of nations. I have a 5-hour audio series entitled Alignment of the Nations. I mention the players in modern-day language as compared to what these nations would have been called in biblical times. We show the scenario, how it will unfold, and Syria, number one, to make a move to start this alignment in their effort to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. You need to go to my prophecy bookstore. It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. Go there and make your purchase of the 5-hour audio series entitled Alignment of the Nations. Well, this morning I had my quiet time and I was reading from Acts chapter 5, and I noticed very distinctly verse 42, which talked about the fact that early on in the beginning of the church in Acts chapter 1 through 5, it talked about what the disciples of Jesus did at that beginning stage of the church. They went house to house, and then they went up onto the Temple Mount as well to preach and teach Jesus Christ. And immediately my mind thought about our radio broadcast. We can go house to house, that would be privately and publicly, into the marketplace with this information we get from our broadcast partners. I really got excited about that particular passage of my quiet time this morning. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring these broadcast partners to the table. First of all, Ken Timmerman. Now, we have been talking to him in southern France. He has moved to Sweden. And there we have a hold of him. And Ken, from that vantage point, you can see the world and understand what's going on. But indeed, you're there to not only do business, but spend some time with some of your family, are you not?
So I am indeed. We're hoping to have a family reunion in another week or so with children coming in from Barcelona, from southern Sweden, and from Florida. So we'll see how that works out, but it should be fun.
It should be fun. An international family. That's the family of Ken Timmerman. Well, let me begin with what I want you to give us an analysis of, your understanding of what's happening. Vladimir Putin, during the Benjamin Netanyahu administration as prime minister, had a deal with the prime minister that he would have a blind eye to any attacks by the Israeli Defense Force on Syria. Now it looks like Putin has made a decision to get rid of that deal, step away from it. Does that mean harm for the Israeli attacks on Syria if they need to have these attacks?
Well, what happened this past week, and it's extremely interesting, a bit nuanced, Jimmy, but what happened was that the Israelis launched an airstrike up through the eastern part of Jordan near Al-Tana, which is the former U.S. base there along the Jordan-Iraq-Syrian border. And the Russians then announced that they had shot down 7 of the 8 missiles launched by those Israeli aircraft against a Syrian weapons manufacturing plant. Now, this is something that the Russians have not done. In the past, they've pretty much given Israel a blank check to launch airstrikes. When those airstrikes have been against the Iranians, against Hezbollah, the Revolutionary Guards, or against jihadi groups. But this seemed to be an attack against a Syrian government defense production facility. And so a couple of things that I take away from this. Either the Russians are saying, look, that's the red line. Don't attack Syria itself. They are our strategic ally. If you want to go after the Iranians, that's fine with us, but don't attack the Syrians. But there's another interpretation as well, which is that Putin himself, by urging this information out, this was obviously a deliberate leak in Moscow that they had shot down the missiles with some new Russian anti-missile systems based in Syria, something called the Panzer-S, that Putin is saying to the new Israeli prime minister, look, I had a deal, but it was a face-to-face deal with Benjamin Netanyahu. If you want to continue doing this kind of thing as the state of Israel, you got to come and talk to me. We do this man-to-man, face-to-face, and then we'll take it from there. And so far, Naftali Bennett has not met with Putin.
Well, this particular bit of information seemingly setting the stage for the prophetic scenario found in God's Word, Daniel chapter 11, and how the alignment of nations begin with and from Syria to try to destroy the Jewish state. More on that when I take a look at the book. Earlier this weekend, the Jordanian king, King Abdullah, with President Biden at the White House in Washington, out of that meeting came a thought, an opinion piece, saying that according to what this opinion writer was thinking, that the state of Jordan has become the favorite Arab state for this administration, maybe because they're the weakest, but indeed in that meeting, King Abdullah made it clear to President Biden he wanted to keep control, custodial control of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. He did not want anything to do with the Abraham Accords, and he also wanted the president to confirm the two-state solution. Can you talk to us about that meeting?
Yes. King Abdullah is trying to get his very roasted chestnuts out of the fire where they had been placed by President Trump, who really didn't care about the two-state solution. He was more interested in Israel's security, and he didn't really care about Jordan, which was already a Palestinian state. And King Abdullah came to Washington hoping to revive sort of America's classic Middle East policy, this notion that endless negotiations with a Palestinian entity that is determined to eradicate the state of Israel will somehow lead to peace. President Trump saw through that. That's why he negotiated the Abraham Accords, direct peace agreement between significant Arab states and Israel, significant Muslim states, if you include Sudan with that, and Israel. King Abdullah is trying to reassert himself, and so you have the traditionalists, the so-called Orientalists, the pro-Palestinian faction in the White House and the State Department reaffirming this relationship with Jordan. Jordan that has a peace agreement with Israel, but that does not want to be subsumed by its Palestinian majority. It wants there to be a separate Palestinian state, and I think eventually to expel the Palestinians to that new state.
That is probably going to be the case. I would agree with your particular analysis of that as well. Well, Syria economically is really in the ruins, and this is causing China to sniff the opportunity to get involved there. What can you tell us?
Well, the Chinese have got a lot of money, that's for sure, and they're spending it. The Belt and Road Initiative is costing them literally trillions of dollars that they're investing all across Central Asia, the Middle East, and even into Europe. And now they're hoping to get in, or they're at least making these gestures of hoping to get into Syria to rebuild Syria after this nearly 10-year civil war that has just completely destroyed the country. They sent their foreign minister, Wang Yi, to Damascus recently for the inauguration of Bashar al-Assad after his magnificent 97% election victory in May to another term as president. And the foreign minister was basically saying, we're going to invest in Syria. We're going to put money here. We're going to help you rebuild. I would step back a little bit, Jimmy, and this is an opportunity for the Chinese really to bite off more than they can chew. It's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars to rebuild Syria. And for what? What are they going to get in return? My sense is that the Chinese here are overstepping things a little bit. The Russians have already backed off. They've taken from Syria what they can take. They've got the port, Latakia. They've got their lock on the defense industries in Syria. The Iranians have got Syria as a rear base for Hezbollah and an advanced base for them against Israel. What do the Chinese want? They want economic development. I don't think they're going to get that out of Syria for 20 years.
Ken, on the continent of Africa, there are many, many countries. There seems to be a growing Muslim community throughout the entire continent. And let's look at Nigeria just for a moment. I understand a report telling us that Muslims have murdered over 3,000 Christians, and they did that in 200 days. That's the mode of operation for the Muslims, is it not?
It's tragic, Jimmy. It's happening every day in Nigeria. I participate in a conference call on this every week with a group of Christian organizations and national security groups led by Frank Gaffney, Save the Persecuted Christians, and we have people in Nigeria who are telling us stories of what's happening. It is a daily tragedy. It is incomprehensible to us sitting in the United States that Christians can be hacked to death by machetes in villages in northern Nigeria simply because they are Christians. They're hacked to death by these Fulani tribesmen, by Muslim groups, by the Janjaweed, you name it. There's a whole potpourri of radical groups, of Muslim jihadi groups in Nigeria. But even worse than that, they're getting killed by the army, by the Nigerian state army. And this is not the first time it's been happening. You mentioned 3,500 Christians killed just in the past 200 days. But, last year there was something like 3,500 killed. And the year before that, there was 4,000 killed. I mean, it's just on and on and on, this relentless massacre of Christians in Nigeria. It's truly tragic. And I am ashamed that we in the West have not paid more attention to our brothers and sisters in Christ.
And that's because mainstream media does not report anything that would not go along with their world view. But we do here on Prophecy Today Weekend, and we do that with Ken Timmerman as we look at geopolitical activities happening around the world. This is a report you do not want to miss hearing each and every week. Ken, have a great time with that upcoming family reunion there in Sweden, and we'll talk again to get your report next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Always a pleasure. God bless.
Very important update with details on current events happening around the world from our broadcast partner, Ken Timmerman. Russian President Vladimir Putin has directed his military in Syria to stop Israeli airstrikes on Syria. Putin, in the past, had looked the other way when Israel would strike a location in Syria with the purpose of protecting the Jewish state. Now, Russia has stepped away from that and made a move to protect the nation of Syria. By the way, Syria will make the first move in the alignment of nations in an effort to destroy the Jewish state. That's Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today, alignment of the nations. I mention the players in modern day language as compared to what these nations would have been called in biblical times. Syria, number one, to make a move. You need to go to my prophecy bookstore. It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. Go there and make your purchase of the 5-hour audio series entitled Alignment of the Nations. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when I will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.